Welcome to your five for the day. I don't know if you are like me, but when certain names or places are mentioned, I sometimes associate them with certain events or people. Whenever I pass the lifeboat station in Porthcawl, Mumbles, or Tenby, I always think of a dear friend who shared the story of his experience of a tea towel purchased from a lifeboat station. The tea towel in question has the title International Code and shows 40 different flags used in maritime circles to communicate messages. There are 26 flags to cover the alphabet, with each letter also representing a message. For instance, the letter L can also mean you should stop your vessel instantly. 10 flags for the 10 digits, enabling any combination of numbers to be displayed, plus 4 others. My friend told the story of how, as a boy, he attended a series of religious children's meetings in a hall near where he lived. One night, the preacher used this tea towel and the messages it contained as the basis of his talk. He pointed out, first of all, that the flags belong to an international code, which was understood by all sailors worldwide, just like the gospel of Jesus Christ is applicable to all in every nation. The letter K means, I wish to communicate to you. And this is God's constant message to each of us, whether young or old. You conveys the message you are running into danger, a message that grows increasingly urgent with age as each of us sails on across the sea of life. M means my vessel is stopped and making no way through the water, the place most of us need to come to before we are willing to listen to God's voice. V means I require assistance. What we acknowledge when we realize we can do nothing to help ourselves in the matter of salvation. G indicates, I require a pilot. That is, someone to come on board my ship to guide me safely home. Exactly what Jesus does when he comes into our hearts and lives. Another flag indicates, first substitute sent. A picture of the Lord Jesus, sent from heaven to die instead of each of us at Calvary to pay the price for our sins. H shows, I have a pilot on board. The pilot is just the right person to help and will stay with the ship and its crew until they are safe in the shelter of the harbour. What a glorious picture of the Lord Jesus, who comes to live permanently within us until heaven's shores are reached. Finally, Q means, my vessel is healthy, and I am now able to land and bring others with me. Meaning, I have been forgiven my sins, and am able to share this life-changing message with others. As the preacher shared this talk with the children that night, my friend was one of many who applied it to his own young life, realized his need of the Saviour, appreciated what Jesus had done at Calvary on his behalf, and made the life-changing decision to trust Jesus. He never tired of telling that story. And today, as I speak to you, he has arrived at heaven's shore and is safely there for all eternity. We each of us are sailing on the sea of life, but can I ask, what port are you destined for? There are but two alternatives. As you have listened to this simple message, years after it was first used, I wonder what your response will be. Why not raise the white flag of surrender today and trust the Lord Jesus for the very first time? Many thanks again for your company on Five for the Day.